A Jewish Journal article. TN School Board removes Holocaust graphic novel, Mouse, from curriculum. Tennessee School Board voted to remove the Pulitzer Prize-winning Holocaust graphic novel, Mouse, from their curriculum on January 26. Mouse, authored by cartoonist Art Spiegelman, tells the story of Spiegelman's parents' experience in Nazi-occupied Poland and in Auschwitz, depicting Jews as mice and the Nazis as cats. The McMinn County School Board voted 10-0 on the matter, arguing that the book contained 8 cuss words and an image of female nudity. The board will decide on a different book to teach the Holocaust. The wording in this book is in direct conflict of some of our policies, school board member Jonathan Pierce said during the meeting, according to National Public Radio, NPR. Spiegelman told the Tennessean that the school board's decision was absurd, since the cuss words are God D and B, and that the nudity scene involved a dot for a nipple, to show that his mother, Anya, had committed suicide in a bathtub in 1968. He also told CNN that the school board is so afraid of what's implied and having to defend the decision to teach Mouse as part of the curriculum that it lead s to this kind of daftly myopic response. The United States Holocaust Museum defended the teaching of Mouse in a couple of tweets. Mouse has played a vital role in educating about the Holocaust through sharing detailed and personal experiences of victims and survivors, they wrote. On the eve of International Hashtag Holocaust Remembrance Day, it is more important than ever for students to learn this history. Teaching about the Holocaust using books like Mouse can inspire students to think critically about the past and their own roles and responsibilities today. Jewish groups also criticized the school board's decision. Banning hashtag Mouse on the eve of International Hashtag Holocaust Remembrance Day is shameful on every conceivable level, Anti-Defamation League Southeast tweeted. It serves no purpose other than to rob the next generation of knowledge. Awful. School board fails to understand the only pornography exposed in this powerful book is the pornography of hate, violence, and genocide, the Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted. The American Jewish Committee tweeted that the school board's decision was shameful. It's our collective responsibility to convey the lessons of the Holocaust to future generations, they wrote. The board must reverse its decision immediately. Conservative writer Christopher Rufo, known for his work on critical race theory, objected to those describing the school board vote as banning the book, pointing to a school board member saying in the meeting minutes that they could reinstate Mouse into the curriculum if they can't find a better alternative. I personally wouldn't have a problem with my child reading Mouse in 8th grade, but I respect that other communities have different preferences, he tweeted, noting that a school board in the Seattle area recently removed To Kill a Mockingbird from their curriculum. It's good to have a robust debate about what's in school curricula, but it's not book banning to choose one text over another, Rufo argued. Curriculum space is finite. School boards should absolutely keep developing and refining their curricula to meet the preferences of their communities. George Mason University School of Law professor David Bernstein tweeted, "The grounds for removal were dumb, though I'm not sure Mouse is the book I'd choose for 8th graders if I were choosing." In any event, no ban on Holocaust books, not even a ban on Mouse, just no longer required reading for students. The grounds for removal were dumb, though I'm not sure Mouse is the book I'd choose for 8th graders if I were choosing. In any event, again, no ban on Holocaust books, not even a ban on Mouse, just no longer required reading for students. David Bernstein, at Prof. D. Bernstein, January 27, 2022.